relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
This episode of the America First podcast with me, Sebastian Gorka, is brought to you by Franklin Armory. Shop freedom, quality, and innovation at franklinarmory.com. Franklin Armory, we are facilitators of freedom. Welcome, dear friends. This is America First with me, your host, Sebastian Gorka, former strategist to the President of the United States on the Salem News Channel. Humor, it's a powerful weapon. Do we know how to use it? Do the good guys know how to use it? Before I introduce my good buddy and special guest today, I'm going to show you an ad that I think was made 6 or 7 years ago, kind of missed it, and then it cropped up in social media. It's incredible. It's a real ad. I'm already a customer of the product, so it didn't make me buy more. But it shows you what with a little bit of humor.
Oh, hey, buddy. It's your great granddad here. In case you haven't noticed, I'm kind of busy fighting for your freedom in this little thing called the Second World War. But now, you're using that freedom to hurl insults at celebrities on Twitter? Listen, hashtag, you're not going to fight like a man. At least shave like a man. Excuse me.
Carvassal.
Stop LOLing everything.
Listen, hashtag, stop LOLing everything. Pure bloody genius. I love it. I was already a Barbasol customer. Now I'm going to go out and buy crate of this stuff. A man who I'm sure appreciates it is a master of his own application of humor. One of the best YouTube channels out there. It's Mr. Reagan, the man, the legend, Chris Coles. Welcome back to America First.
Oh, it's good to be here.
How good is that?
I'm going to start calling everybody hashtag now.
Right, hashtag, and stop LOLing, okay? Just cut out the LOLing.
Listen, hashtag, stop LOLing. I'm sick of your LOLing, hashtag. I'm going to start saying that to everybody.
How good is that ad? Had you seen that ad before I showed it to you on my TV show?
I don't think so. And you know what? I bought Barbasol before in the past. I've got some kind of gel thing now. But I'm going back to Barbasol just because of that old ad.
Now, could that ad be made today, Chris Coles?
Of course. Of course it could.
Would it be made?
Here's the thing. I do think we're at an inflection point. We're going to get to that later on the show, so yes. I don't want to get into it now. But I actually think it should be made. When everybody's going left and you go right, it's called point of difference. I know you know a little bit about business. There's something in marketing called point of difference. If you want people to buy your product or your service, you need to show your point of difference. If you're a product and you produce an ad that's unwoke or anti-woke or just not woke, that's your point of difference. You're going to get all the customers right now.
Now, I'm just shooting from the hip, but after your AOC, the brains behind AOC video, which is the one that made you super viral, super famous, perhaps one of your second most popular ones was your parody of the Gillette, the woke Gillette ad. If you guys haven't seen it, you need to see it. When you first saw that Gillette ad that simply says, men are bad, men are toxic, men shouldn't barbecue, young boys shouldn't fight with each other, what was your, before you even considered a response, what did you think of the original Gillette men are bad ad?
Yeah, well, originally I was just going to do a normal video about it, just talking about it like, you know, we critique lots of things in popular culture. And then I thought, you know, why don't I just do a second voiceover? I'll just do a different voiceover over the top of it, saying what they're really saying, right? So that, you know, people have a way of expressing themselves using rhetoric that makes what they say sound subtle or charming or nice or right. But if you're basically telling men that you're awful and that's your primary customer of your product, it just doesn't seem to me to be a particularly good business strategy.
No. When you're trying to sell razors to men, saying men is bad, how does that get past the C-suite, in your opinion?
Right. You know what it had to do? I think at that time, and I'm not 100% on this, but I think that might have been the beginning of like the ESG stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And so I've just done a video. If you guys want to go to my Mr. Reagan channel and watch this video at some point after this show, I have two videos on BlackRock. BlackRock's an incredibly powerful investment firm. They have assets all over the world. The biggest asset company on the planet. They have, I think, $9 trillion in assets or something like this. And they have a huge amount of influence on the Biden administration, but also the private sector. And they have implemented something called, they've demanded that everybody have a high ESG score if they want BlackRock to invest in them. And so everybody's trying to be as woke as possible. A lot of the stuff that you see right now, a lot of the rainbow flags, you know, the rainbow logo. We got a rainbow logo in June for Pride Month. The reason that they do that is so that they can virtue signal to BlackRock to say, look, we're investable. Yeah. Invest in us. We have high ESG. It's such a dumb thing, but it has really degenerated the culture quite a bit. And it's a lot of it comes from Vanguard and BlackRock, these, you know, especially BlackRock, such a powerful company. They just went with this ESG score, which stands for environmental and social corporate governance or something like that. And they're just trying to push these companies left. So that BlackRock can signal their virtue or something like that. But anyway, so all these companies are trying to tell BlackRock, we have high ESG. We love gay stuff and black people and, you know, the environment. And so that's why a lot of these companies have done it. It's a weird reality, weird dynamic. Not a lot of people talk about that. I'm not really sure why.
Well, yeah, James Lindsay, he's the real expert on ESG. You got to read his latest book, which is Race Marxism, that goes into all of this. What was the reaction? I'm curious. What was the comment reaction or general reaction to your original Gillette parody?
Oh, yeah. No. It would. You know what? Actually, my didn't do that well on YouTube in the sense that, like, YouTube didn't promote it that much. And I only found this out a little while ago. I was looking into the numbers, and really it went viral more on Facebook. And the reason is because I think my Gillette ad did so well that YouTube started to censor me as soon as the Gillette ad blew up, because the Gillette ad was promoted by YouTube. YouTube at the time didn't know what my channel was, and that Gillette ad just went viral. I mean, it, you know, just like went everywhere. And I think I went to CPAC that year and nobody knew who I was, but everybody knew what that Gillette parody was. And they all went, oh, you made that Gillette parody. I love that. So that was kind of my claim to fame that year at CPAC.
And I'm curious, because I know on YouTube and elsewhere, people have to be very cautious about so-called copyright strikes. If you're doing a clip from a movie, I think it's got to be 10 seconds or less. Did you use completely unexpurgated the whole advert and just put your voice on top? Was that the original Gillette ad from top to bottom?
Basically, yeah, I cut some of the scenes longer, repeated some things and whatnot in order to, because some of the bits that my own dialogue, my own voiceover was a little bit longer in bits. And so I had to sort of maybe repeat sections or somehow lengthen them. But otherwise, it was essentially the ad from front to back. I'm not really sure why I didn't get a copyright strike on that. I guess because I just used the images and I didn't use the audio at all. I just used my own audio. And it's quite a bit of fun if you haven't seen it.
You got to see, guys. You got to see the Gillette. You got to see the AOC. And also he has a purely satirical channel called the Mr. Pagan channel to comment on elections in faraway solar systems. So it's Mr. Reagan is the primary channel for all of Chris's first commentary, especially cultural commentary, and then on stuff occurring in an alternate universe that has nothing to do with the 2020 elections, you've got to follow the Pagan, Mr. Pagan channel, and of course on Twitter, Mr. Reagan USA. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First One-on-One. If you're wondering, where did that new Dr. G come from? It's the Mark II Dr. G, thanks to Dr. Ashley Lucas and the amazing team at PhD Nutrition and Weight Loss. This company has managed to get me to lose almost 30 pounds in 2 months. My wife's lost 25 pounds. That's incredible. That should be you. That could be you. They have an incredible system. No stupid calorie counting, no starvation diets, just a system that resets your body's chemistry to burn the fat. It's that easy. First diet in 20 years. It's worked for me. Ring up for your first consultation today. You will not regret it. The number is 864-644-1900 or just go to myphdweightloss.com. It feels so good. please don't wait another day. 864-644-1900 or just go to myphdweightloss.com. They provide 80% of the food. You cook your own dinner within the guidelines they set, and it is that simple. The success rate is absolutely astronomical. Find out for yourself, myphdweightloss.com. Likewise, if you enjoy listening to America First One-on-One, support those that make it possible. Great American patriots like Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, the pillow that never gets hot, never loses shape, guaranteed for 10 years, more than 51 million sold. They're that good. However, they hate him out there in woke land. His products have just been banned at Walmart. Let's show Mike some love. Go to MyPillow.com, use promo code G-O-R-K-A for up to 60% off. Yes, that's up to 60% off. You can also call them 800-829-8468 or MyPillow.com. That's 800-829-8468, MyPillow.com, promo code G-O-R-K-A. Additionally, be guaranteed to never miss an episode of America First One-on-One. Go to Spotify, plug in my name, Sebastian Gorka, America First. You'll never miss an episode. Give us a five-star review. It helps with those dastardly algorithms, and share the links with your friends. That's Spotify, Sebastian Gorka, America First. If you haven't done so yet, please register for our Stand With Israel tour. It is 10 days later this year in the Holy Land with Dinesh D'Souza for the trip of a lifetime. Call them today. Seats are limited. 855-565-5519 or go to standwithisraeltour.com. That's 855-565-5519, standwithisraeltour.com. Everybody's feeling the squeeze right now. What do I do about it? There's an incredible new app called Upside for anyone who buys gas, groceries, or just dines out. With every purchase, you earn cash back thanks to Upside. Just today, we got 60 cents off the gallon when we were filling up our tank of gas. It works. To get started, download the free Upside app. Use promo code G-O-R-K-A and get $5 or more cash back on your first purchase of $10 or more. Next, claim an offer for whatever you're buying on Upside. Check in at the business, pay as usual with a credit or debit card, and you get paid. Upside users are earning more than $1 million every week. That's me too. That's probably why they have a 4.8 star rating on the App Store. Download the free Upside app, promo code G-O-R-K-A to get $5 or more on your first purchase of $10 or more. Promo code G-O-R-K-A. Chris, you may not have worked in government, but you know a dang lot about communication and how to effectively communicate. It looks as if anybody in any kind of position of communications in the White House is jumping the ship, from Kamala's speechwriter to Jen Psaki. Jen Psaki seems like it's such old history. I mean, they're all doesn't it? If I say Jen Psaki, it feels like years ago that she was.
Yeah. Who is that?
Yeah, who is that? What is going on as a professional communicator and supplier of content? Do you think they're just out of steam? Is it just changing of the guard? How much trouble is Bojiden in?
Bojiden, yeah. When Karine Jean-Pierre took the job, it was a bit shocking. I don't know if you remember the first month that she was there. Everybody just thought, what is going on? How can they have somebody who can't read? I mean, she was literally anytime anybody asked her a question, she'd flip to the page. Well, one second, I just have to find my okay talking points. I will read them for you. And she would read them verbatim, whatever was written down for her. And she had trouble reading it.
She can't actually read the notes, Chris. It's incredible. To this day, she can't read what's in the binder.
I understand. Look, guys, if you're a trucker, you work in construction, you don't have to read out loud as your job. That's not part of your job, okay? You know, if you're not good at that, don't get a job in communication. Karine Jean-Pierre goes into a job where, as press secretary, where she needs to read off her talking points, and she cannot read. She's like a second grader learning to read out loud in front of the class, and she's obviously, completely incompetent. This, I think, has a lot to do with the diversity hire problem. You know, on the left, there is this virtue signaling thing where they say, oh, you know, we can't have white men, right? We can't have men generally. We have to have women, and preferably women of color, and preferably women of color who are lesbians and immigrants and all this kind of crap. You know, they got this a couple of trans dudes in there. They're just peppering their whole administration with all of these diversity hires. And of course, everything's going to fall apart. Of course, it's going to fall apart. You've heard about Batgirl, the new Batgirl movie
that
just got shelved.
They basically filmed it, hadn't they? And then they canceled the release because it was too woke.
It's not just filmed; it's edited. It's got all the audio in it. It's got all the music. They screened it for fans, a test audience. And Zaslav over at Warner Brothers, we'll talk about this a little bit later. But Zaslav over at Warner Brothers was like, "This is not fit for human eyes. No one should ever see this." And they shelved it.
You mean people don't pay to go to movies to see this iconic, sexy figure of the Adam West Batman have a lesbian girlfriend? I'm shocked.
Well, the Batgirl character was Commissioner Gordon's daughter.
Yeah.
It was this redheaded white girl. Of course, they put in a Latino black woman as the new Batgirl because, I don't know, wokeness. I mean, the whole thing was woke. She's got a trans roommate or something like that. But the point I'm trying to make here is that the people they hired to make this film, they should have known it was going to be
Hang on. This is the question I wanted to ask you. Hang on. He's doing a simultaneous sip. Let's do that in honor of somebody else who does it. I've got my mug. He's got his. Mm. Time for a simultaneous sip. Well, I hope that's not copyrighted. As somebody who's been an actor, been a writer, worked in Hollywood, I can understand kind of pulling the plug when you're having the first initial meetings about investing. I can kind of pulling the plug when you've got the first week of dailies. Mm-hmm. But pulling the plug after the whole thing has even been scored and ADR'd, how does that happen in Hollywood? I'm just curious.
They have $90 million invested in this. Some people are reporting they have $100 million invested. I don't know if that's rounding up or what. Just to cap off the Karine Jean-Pierre and the whole communications department jumping ship and all that, the reason I believe that Batgirl was so terrible wasn't just the wokeness. It was the people they hired. So the woman that wrote Birds of Prey, I don't know if you saw that movie or heard about it. Birds of Prey is one of the worst movies that's come out in the last few years.
Isn't that the Joker spinoff? Who's that woman? Margot Kidder.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Margot Robbie.
Margot Robbie. Right.
Who's very cool, by the way. I've met Margot Robbie. She's actually awesome. But Birds of Prey was a disaster. And I watched that just because I wanted to see how bad it was, and it was hilariously bad. I got a video coming out about Batgirls, but I'm giving it to everybody now already. But they hired the woman who wrote that to write this. I mean, that was feminist garbage that came out. It was a flop. It lost them $100 million. Wow. No joke. Worldwide, it lost them $100 million. They brought her. Oh, you know that pile of dog excrement that you wrote? Could you do that again? Please, we want another one of those. We want to lose another $100 million. So she wrote this Batgirl thing. Then they brought in these Belgian, Muslim directors who the only thing that they've directed that was a big Hollywood thing was Bad Boys for Life with Will Smith, which was also absolutely awful. I mean, I watched it because, you know, Bad Boys was a pretty good film back in the day.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. It was trash. It looked like a B movie. I didn't understand how it could possibly. So you bring in these diversity hire directors, you bring in this diversity hire feminist hack writer, and you expect the film to be good? Of course it's going to be trash. So Zaslav, of course, said, okay, we have to get rid of this. It's going to destroy. I believe that he thought it would destroy the Batman brand.
Right.
By playing it for fans. So,
how does it get to that point? How does it get to the end of production? And then they pull the plug. I mean, is wokeness so powerful still?
Well, okay, so the rumor about Zaslav is that he's de-wokeifying Warner Brothers.
Wow.
Because he's new. He's brand new, right? The old guard was all in on the woke thing. And this is the thing. So we'll go all in on the Hollywood thing now.
Yeah.
I believe that Hollywood is, in fact, even Netflix is dropping a lot of their more woke content because the you know, get woke, go broke thing is a real phenomenon.
Right,
it's real.
Let's hold it there because I have a discussion I want to share with you that I had with my son, who's a very, very smart young man. We're talking to Chris Coles at Mr. Reagan USA on Twitter. On YouTube, the Mr. Reagan channel, best named channel out there. Don't forget also he has the Mr. Pagan channel for satirical commentary on certain elections that did or did not happen in the United States. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First. We are on every social media platform except the fascists at YouTube. So follow us on Truth Social, on Twitter, on Instagram, on Facebook, on Getter, on Parler, you name it. Oh, and live streaming on Rumble. Yes, the whole video content, rumble.com/Seb Gorka. Don't miss a minute. rumble.com/SEBGORKA. MyPillow is having their biggest sheet sale of the year. You all have helped build MyPillow into the amazing company that it is today. Now, Mike Lindell, my buddy, the inventor and CEO, wants to give back to my listeners. The Percal bedsheet set is available in a variety of colors and sizes, and they're on sale. For example, the queen size is regularly $89.98, but now for you, just $39.98 with your listener promo. Order now, because when they're gone, they're gone. The Percal sheets are breathable and have a cool, crisp feel. They come with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Don't miss out on this incredible offer. It's a limited supply, so be sure to order now. Call 1-800-829-8468, promo code Gorka, or just go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, and plug in G-O-R-K-A. That's 1-800-829-8468 or MyPillow.com, code Gorka. What are the sounds of war? What happens in a battlefield? Of course, there's violence. Of course, there are fighting forces who are wounded or killed. But then there are also the innocents. These are some of those.
When there were explosions, we sealed the windows with adhesive tape so that fragments would not hit us.
The thing I miss most in my city right now is my dad, and I really miss his love and care right now.
I miss my home, my dad. As long as I don't think about it, I feel very good. But when I start thinking about dad, I feel very bad.
Those are voices of Ukrainian children trapped inside Ukraine who have been displaced. The parents, the fathers are fighting. The mothers are trying to feed the children. Please help Food for the Poor that is providing these refugees with sustenance. They've already shipped 11 million meals thanks to your help. Please make a donation today in any amount. Call 855-330-HOPE or just go to my website, sebgorka.com, and click on the Help Ukraine banner at the top. $50 is 200 meals. $100 is 400 meals for children who are under bombardment, who are just trying to survive in a war zone. That number again, 855-330-HOPE, or just go to sebgorka.com, S-E-B-G-O-R-K-A, sebgorka.com, and click on the Help Ukraine banner at the very top. Okay, so here's... When my son's home, we have deep philosophical conversations, and then we watch a bit of Star Wars while we're smoking cigars. And yes, he is of an age to do so. And after almost 3-hour philosophical conversation, before we switched on Return of the Jedi, he turned to me and he said, "Could it be that Top Gun is the beginning?" And I don't want us to overplay this, Chris, but you know better than most. You've lived inside the industry. You're producing your own content today. Is this just a sui generis case that we cannot extrapolate from because it's being made by the most powerful person in Hollywood who gets to do whatever he wants, and therefore woke can't touch him, and then everybody else has to stay woke? Or, given the fact it made $1 billion in 6 weeks, there was nothing woke about it. Yeah. Could this be the beginning of the end for the wokerati?
Before I answer that question, can I just say it's really good, that charity that you're promoting? And I will say that a lot of conservatives are kind of anti-Ukraine right now.
Yeah.
And I would say that whatever your politics are, Ukraine is the country being attacked, and the people that are being attacked there are suffering. And so you should have sympathy for those people, whatever you think of the politics of Russia or Ukraine. I just want to put that out there.
Yeah, no, God bless you, Chris. I mean, this last 2 weeks has been seeing conservatives say, "Oh my gosh, Zelensky and his wife are on the cover of Vogue. Ha ha ha, there can't be a war." Dude, if I were the president of a country where the hospitals and the schools are being shelled, I would try to get my stinking face on every Western magazine in the world. So what the hell are you talking about? Take politics out of the equation. You're absolutely right. Children are suffering. Do you want to do what Christ told us to do? Help the little children? Well, this is an easy way to do it. So God bless you, Chris. Sorry, I had to.
Well, you
know,
it's really important that you have that charity. I think it's absolutely wonderful, and I think you know, people just forget. You know, it's not that the people are, you know, the conservatives out there are bad who are saying, oh, this is all Ukraine's fault or whatever, or Soros or whatever it is. You know, people aren't bad. They're not thinking that there really are real people that are suffering.
They're just suspicious, and mainstream media and Russiagate and blah, blah, blah. And I get it. But at the end of the day,
yeah,
it's very simple.
Enough. I'm suspicious of everything,
right,
too.
But very simple. Russia nuclear power invaded non-nuclear power. Okay, the idea that we surrounded Russia and we're endangering them. They've got 4,000 nuclear warheads. Can you just stop and smell the daisies for a second?
Yeah.
Sorry.
So. I think Kamala Harris said it best. Russia, big country. Ukraine, small country.
No, hang on. You left out the geopolitical analysis at the end. She said, Russia, big country. Ukraine, little country, despite the fact that it's bloody huge. One of the biggest countries in Europe. Big country invaded little country. That's bad. I mean, how dare you undermine the communicative prowess of our first non-black but actually Indian Jamaican.
Yeah.
What is she? She's not African American. She's Indian Jamaican, right? Our first non-black Indian Jamaican vice president who has a vagina, whose great great grandfather had slaves. How dare you do that?
He did. That's absolutely.
No, he did. He
And I will, you know, to answer that question, to go back to that question.
You're out of time. You know, you're out of time to answer that question. We will discuss that question, but we're having too much fun. If you don't believe, you don't have to take my word for it. You don't have to take Chris's word for it. Look it up. If you've never heard this before, her Jamaican great-great-grandpappy was one of the biggest slave owners on Jamaica. Yes, I think it was the biggest slave owner. Look it up, guys. I'm Sebastian Gorka. We're having far too much fun with Chris Coles. This is America First, one-on-one, coming to you from the ReliefFactor.com studios. All right, before you very deviously got us massively sidetracked, Chris Coles, let's get back to the question that I want answered. Top Gun Maverick, should we lay significance into its anti-woke success, or is it just some really powerful dude having fun?
Yeah, it's not shocking. I mean, Bruckheimer produces it. Bruckheimer created the original Top Gun. He's a sort of known conservative in Hollywood.
So, go ahead. So, was he involved in the sequel as well?
I believe so. I saw his name on the IMDb site. I don't know how involved he was, but yeah, he is the original creator of Top Gun.
Right.
Like I said, we're at an inflection point. Anytime you're at an inflection point, you're going to have people on both sides. So somebody like David Zaslav, who's coming into Warner Brothers and who sees, okay, this is not working. Like, look, if Maverick is one of the most popular films in the history of the world, and it's creating this point of difference where it's not woke and everything else is woke, you're definitely going to have people going, okay, nobody's going to the theaters anymore. Maverick comes out, everybody goes to the theater. Holy crap. I mean, people... that you can't ignore that. The most woke thing, there is there's a direct correlation between how woke you are and how much money your film is going to lose. And there, you know, and how unwoke it is and how much money you're going to make. I mean, also there's this show called The Terminal List with Chris Pratt, phenomenally successful. Everybody loves it. You know, critics hate it because it's not woke, right? But everybody loves it. I'm getting phone calls from like people I haven't heard from in ages going, have you seen The Terminal List? You got to do a video on that. You know, it's like so great. I'm like, yeah, it's pretty good show. The unwoke thing is super popular. I'm trying to sell a script right now. It's really hard to sell a TV show in Hollywood if you're not woke, for sure, still. So there still is a balance. I mean, there's a lot of people that won't associate with conservatives in Hollywood, but anybody who wants to make money in Hollywood is going to have to shift. And I think that they do realize this now. A lot of people do.
So a good friend of mine, white guy, Jewish guy, his agent has retired because he said, most of my clients are white and older, and I literally can't get them any work in Hollywood.
True.
And he said to my white friend, Jewish white friend, right now they are hiring young black scriptwriters, and this is exactly what he said, to sit in the production office and on the set to just be there to make the black quota. They do nothing. They've
done this for years. When I first started in Hollywood, I worked at Warner Brothers on a huge show. It was actually a show on ABC primetime, and they had several women. It wasn't people of color so much in the writers' room, which is weird because it was a show about a Hispanic family, but it was all white people basically in the writers' room. But they would have women. They brought women in, and these women almost did nothing. I mean, I would sit in on these writers' room meetings, and the women would never talk. And I don't really know why they were there. They didn't have, and I'm pretty sure it was for the same reason. I have a buddy from where is he from? He's from the same country as Melania.
Oh, Slovenia.
Slovenia. Yeah. And he's a pretty huge director in Europe. He's made some pretty successful movies. He made a film with Will Smith's son that was on Netflix, pretty big hit. And his manager said, I can't get you any more work unless you come out as like gender non-binary or something. You have to come out as something like that. Legit, he said this. And my buddy went back to Europe to go make films over there. He was a fan of the channel. I met him, and great guy. And he had to go back to Europe because he couldn't make films. So, but I do think the tide is turning.
But how, for example, I don't get lost in a tactical, you know, weeds. But how do you break that? If the system has created a lattice work, a matrix whereby you got to have black people in the room who do nothing. Right. How do you break that? How do you say sorry, black person who was hired because of their skin tone? But we don't need you anymore. Is that day possible?
Well, you do need a full culture shift to remove that entirely. You're always going to have certain producers and certain, certain film projects, certain TV shows that are going to continue to do this for a few years now. But there's also going to be producers who just go, okay, screw all that. We need to make money. What's the best script? Who are the best people? Let's bring them in. And those are going to be the shows that are successful and make money. When you have shows like this new Lord of the Rings TV show that's coming onto Amazon, where it's like they've created all these new, there's like the first dwarf of color, this black woman playing a dwarf, which is just ridiculous. It's a show set in a fantasy version of Europe, and they're bringing in all these black characters to be woke. And nobody's going to watch this. Everybody hates it already, and it's not even started yet. I mean, the promotion for this is like laughable. If we
demanded white characters in, Black Panther's Wakanda, then we'd be the racists, right?
Wakanda forever. Right. Is that what they don't they do something like that?
I don't know.
Find the Kamala Harris video where she's doing a Wakanda forever promotional thing. It's for like a comedy show.
Are you serious?
The funniest thing you'll ever see.
Are you joking?
Look
now?
This up. Look this up. She does this whole Wakanda forever thing as if Wakanda's real. It's she can't act and she's not funny, so it's just ridiculous. But Russia's big, Ukraine's small.
Yes. Do you remember after the premiere, they interviewed some black producer or musician or something outside the premiere? Do you remember this? And he actually said on camera, now we know what could have happened if they hadn't had colonies in Africa.
No.
The guy.
I've never seen.
Oh, yeah. I'll look for the Kamala thing. I'll send you this. It's like that moment when, Hank Johnson, Congressman Hank Johnson has that Marine.
The island's going to tip up.
Yeah, he has that Marine general testifying in Congress, and they want to move the Marine Corps base from the middle of Guam to the Western Shore or something. And Hank
Johnson
says,
that's my favorite clip. I play that clip whenever I can.
My son didn't believe it. My son says to me, only smart people can get into Congress. And I said, hang on a sec. Slow your horses. Cool your jets here. There is a congressman called Hank Johnson who said, we mustn't move the Marine Corps base from central Guam to the Western Shore because the island might tip up. That's real, guys. Again, we bring you stuff you may not believe, but it's out there, right, Chris?
Absolutely. Look it up. Maisie Hirono once said that Democrats are so smart that they don't know how to sympathize with voters. They don't know how to express emotion, and that's really what voters care about. And so they have to learn to do that because they're so busy telling everybody how smart they are. That's a real quote from Maisie Hirono.
Wow, you're educating me. I just like the one when she talks about that amazing rail link they're going to have to Hawaii. Still waiting for those underwater trains, Maisie. Still waiting for those submarine trains to be developed. We're talking to Chris Coles. He is the creator, the mastermind behind the Mr. Reagan channel, also the Mr. Pagan channel, as well as on Twitter, Mr. Reagan USA. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First, coming to you from the ReliefFactor.com studios. Okay, let's get out our crystal balls. Let's do a little bit of divining, a little bit of Nostradamusing into the future. What do you think's going to happen? You saw the letter from the Netflix CEO to the staff, which I don't know whether that was just to make people like you and me placated, saying, well, you know, if you don't like some of the anti-woke content here, you don't actually have to work at Netflix. You've seen all the massive stock losses for Disney after Project Veritas released those videos about the CEO's pansexual 9-year-old and the head of TV content production saying, we have a not-so-secret gay agenda. Those were her words. Do you think those things, plus Top Gun, it's inevitable? How hard do we fight? Are we going to end up with a couple of Daily Wires creating ghetto-wise conservative content from conservatives? Or are we going to crack that monopoly, Chris? Where do you sit?
Well, I'll tell you what. Yeah, Hollywood is definitely in danger of losing even more, because we have so much entertainment now, right? We have YouTube, we have democratized fame. Anybody can get on YouTube, and if they're charismatic enough and they have something to say, or they have something entertaining enough to produce, people will watch it. And so Hollywood is now competing with like people in their apartments with a camera. So they are in a great deal of danger of just losing massive amounts of money. And so, yeah, if they want to make money, they're going to have to stop being woke. And I will tell you this, there are a lot of people in Hollywood who are not actually, who I guess are secret Trump supporters, right? Who are not actually woke, hate this stuff, pretend all the time, right? They reinforce it by pretending it because they're terrified of getting fired and justifiably terrified. I want to do, for my Mr. Pagan channel, I don't know, maybe you could tell me what you think about this, Seb. I have this idea. I want to do a sketch about people in like an AA meeting, but instead of AA, it's like they're secret Trump supporters.
Oh, yes.
And, you know, they're like, sometimes I have feelings of like patriotism, and I don't know how to deal with
it. You've got to do it. Yeah, absolutely. I sometimes feel like I like hamburgers and French fries.
I know I shouldn't.
I know the environment, but I do like steak. No, you got to do it. You got to do it, dude. That's superb.
It's because people are rational at the core, and they know that obesity is not healthy. You know what I mean? They know that a lot of the stuff that the left is lying about is just baloney. And they can see it with their plain eyes, and they're shifting right, not necessarily because they like Christian values or they're traditional conservatives, but they just can't tolerate complete insanity.
Yeah, that's what he helps us with every single day with his amazing content. If you haven't seen it, go from here. The show's over in 2 minutes. Go and watch his AOC video. Go and watch his Gillette video and all the else. Subscribe. Hit the little notifications button on YouTube. It's Mr. Reagan and Mr. Pagan. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First on the Salem News Channel. Wherever you are, whatever you're doing, be sure to keep your head on a swivel. Watch your six. Hold the line. Never give up. Never give in. And stay frosty.
Next president who comes in office, they should schedule F as many people as they can in the federal government and fire every single person involved in this. Everyone. The receptionist in the FBI office who took a call on this should be fired. We are not a third world republic, supposedly. Sean, the difference between us and Kim Jong-un, right, is that we investigate crimes and then we look for people. We don't investigate people and then look for crimes.
That man knows of what he speaks. Welcome. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First on the Salem News Channel. Across the nation to millions of listeners and patriots who want answers as to what happened at Mar-a-Lago, the residence of the former president of the United States who I served. Dan Bongino has worked as an 1811 as a federal law enforcement officer for the Secret Service. He's worked in the NYPD. And he calls it as he sees it. And his comment at the beginning was targeted at Sean Hannity, who for years has said, the rank and file are fine at the FBI. It's just the leadership. Wrong, Sean. Dan is right. What we have is organized crime under the cover of federal law enforcement. Of course, it is the Daily Mail. They have the details of what happened at Mar-a-Lago. During the raid, which lasted for 9 hours, those who were working for the president, who was in New York, refused to turn off the security cameras on the premises, despite instructions from federal agents to do so. Let me repeat. The federal agents, the FBI agents, raiding the private residence of a man who 2 years ago was the president, demanded that security cameras be switched off. Why? This is from the president's lawyer. The FBI and others from the federal government would not let anyone, including the president's lawyers, be anywhere near the areas that were rummaged and otherwise raided. President Trump has confirmed that everyone was asked to leave the premises so that they could be left alone without any witnesses to what they were doing, taking, or hopefully not planting, he stated on Truth Social. Now, if you had said to me just a couple of years ago that the FBI would be raiding a former president's home and potentially planting evidence, I would have said never, never, never in a million years in this country. But what other explanation is there, given the fact that in January, 15 boxes of alleged classified material were handed over by President Trump to be returned to the National Archives? Why this raid? And why now? And why in a building with 128 rooms, this is a former club, the Mar-a-Lago Club, where the president lives, why did they spend 9 hours and include a search of former First Lady Melania's wardrobe? Why? Why did they have to crack the safe that belongs to President Trump? What were they looking for? If they took those 15 boxes away, why did they have to come back in August? On the day, August the 8th, that Richard Nixon resigned. Here's the full statement from President Trump. It's very important. It's actually historic. These are dark times for our nation, as my beautiful home, Mar-a-Lago in Palm Beach, Florida, is currently under siege, raided and occupied by a large group of FBI agents. Nothing like this has ever happened to a president of the United States before. After working with and cooperating with the relevant government agencies, this unannounced raid on my home was not necessary or appropriate. It is prosecutorial misconduct, the weaponization of the justice system, and an attack by radical left Democrats who desperately do not want me to run for president in 2024, especially based on recent polls, and who will likewise do anything to stop Republicans and conservatives in the upcoming midterm elections. Such an assault could only take place in a broken third world country. Sadly, America has now become one of those countries, corrupt at a level not seen before. They even broke into my safe. What is the difference between this and Watergate, where operatives broke into the Democrat National Committee? Here, it's the reverse. Democrats broke into the home of the 45th President of the United States. Let me just stop here for a second, because I'm going to call this a burglary. I decided earlier today. Why? Because there is no way there is a predicate here. The fact that we're not even allowed to see the search warrant's justification means there is no justification, meaning this is a state-sanctioned burglary. This isn't the servicing of a warrant, and that's how it should be treated and labeled. The political persecution of President Donald J. Trump has been going on for years, with the now fully debunked Russia scam, impeachment hoax number one, impeachment hoax number two, and so much more. It just never ends. It is political targeting at the highest level. Hillary Clinton was allowed to delete and acid wash 33,000 emails after they were subpoenaed by Congress. Absolutely nothing has happened to hold her accountable. In fact, she's joking about it on Twitter right now. We'll talk about that later. She even took antique furniture and other items from the White House. That's true. They actually stole furniture and cutlery from the White House. I stood up to America's bureaucratic corruption. I restored power to the people and truly delivered for our country like we have never seen before. The establishment hated it. That's the key sentence. The establishment. Now, as they watch my endorsed candidates win big victories and see my dominance in the polls, they are trying to stop me and the Republican Party once more. The lawlessness, political persecution, and witch hunt must be exposed and stopped. Even someone who's not MAGA, he's a good guy, but he's not MAGA, had this to say on his Twitter feed. This is Ari Fleischer, President Bush's former press secretary, and he nailed it. It's three tweets and a thread. Questions for the White House today. You said President Biden doesn't comment on Department of Justice criminal probes. Why then did he publicly call for the prosecution of anyone who doesn't cooperate with the January 6th committee? Number one. Number two, why did he raise the Logan Act in January 2017's Oval Office meeting with the Department of Justice to discuss how to handle Mike Flynn? We know that. That meeting has been declassified. Biden suggested using the Logan Act to crucify General Flynn. And three, why did Biden preordain the outcome of a DHS investigation into mounted Border Patrol officers by promising, quote, consequences? Biden has a history of seeking certain outcomes in government investigations, so why should we believe he knows nothing and has privately said nothing about this investigation? I don't believe it. And the fact that the FBI director is on holiday and the DOJ refuses to still comment on this unprecedented state-sanctioned burglary tells you that they're in trouble. And I give you my conclusion now. Because of this, because they are so out of touch with the 74 million Americans who actually voted for President Trump, they have made him stronger than he has ever been before. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First. You don't want to miss a millisecond of today's show. Make sure you are subscribed so you get all the one-on-one episodes. Go to Spotify, plug in my name, Sebastian Gorka, America First. Do us a favor. Give us a five-star review. Share the links. Never, ever miss an episode. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never before seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to salemnow.com. Salemnow.com.